Good morning.
Good morning.
I always like having less time instead of more time. Not enough time for questions. Watching Peter answer a question was always fun. I'd like to echo the sentiments that have been expressed so far. We do have a wonderful group of people here that worked, and they brought a few of us in. I'm not sure it's wonderful anymore, but certainly is good to be back in a different thing. I work with a group of people who may not know what they're doing, but they certainly trust God and Jesus Christ to know what He's doing. And that's what it's about. In fact, when you start thinking you know what you're doing, you probably should change jobs. That's why I change jobs about every 10 years, because then I can always not know what I'm doing. And God has to help you, which is really where it's at. Appreciate Denny's spiritual direction He gives us and His leadership as president. Every morning we pray and ask God to guide us what we're doing. And then working with Vic, who's trying to run his churches and life nets and find all the people. Of course, Vic always says he wants to work in a pleasant area, and he always comes in when it's in terrible shape. Maybe we should get rid of Vic and things will just improve. No, it's wonderful to work with him. And like you said, Chris Rowland has been wonderful in helping me with the thing, because that's the biggest part of the budget is the ministerial area, and he has been incredible in that. Makes me jealous. I need a Chris, too. But it's wonderful. Good news, everyone's getting paid. No rubber checks. We're not ordering any of those. Pulled up Jason's notebook from last year, and he had everything said, written out that he was going to say, and started off first line with what's been a difficult year. We've had to figure out how to cut $1 million. And I'm thinking, you call that difficult? Look at what we're doing. But it's a challenge. But where we are right now, I passed out a sheet. I sent all of you 72 pages of things that are mostly zeros that I figured you'd pull up on your computer rather than trying to kill another tree. But this is a synopsis of it by account. We'll go with a little bit of that. But our budget last year, or for this year, that we made approved was $23,250,000. And that was a projection. And obviously we didn't know where things were going, what was going to happen. I'm projecting that I have one paper I have says 17.5, and I'm projecting it'll be about 18.5 million at the end of this year is where I think we'll probably be as such. And we're looking at everything to cut except our faith and our and any changes in our beliefs. That's the two things we're not going to cut at all. Anything else we can look at, we're trying. We're already looking at things to try to save money, and we're getting lots of requests. I got lots of emails from people suggesting ways to cut, which are wonderful suggestions. I'm trying to put a little piece in each of the things that Ministerial Services puts out each week to ways you can save money or donate, et cetera, so we can help do that. Again, I certainly don't want to stop any momentum as the treasurer. And again, I do what other people say. I get to listen to these wonderful things everybody says, and all I have to do is pay for it. And it's a challenge at times, but it's wonderful to know that when God is blessing something, you certainly don't want to get in the way of it. And right now, we're getting requests and visits and things that are paying off, as you saw in Peter's reports, that we don't want to stop. And so I'm going to be asking later on as we do the budget, as we get into the meetings, for some policy revisions, actually, even. Hopefully, God will bless us to the point that we can keep everything where it is. But we have some various policies that were made several years ago. One of them was to have all estate donations go to retirement for ministers. And again, we've always taken care of people in our history, and so that policy seemed rather self-serving. And we all want to do the work, and we know we'll take care of people. So to have funds restricted where we can't necessarily move them around to the best use of what God is doing seems like we should at least address that with this council and see if we want to make some changes in that as such. We have another policy we're changing from the standpoint we made policies 15 years ago in the business area, like in paying people by check within 3 days when they terminate, which isn't required by most state laws. Some things like that we need to address and bring them up to the 20th century so that they're done in the manner that match all the current state laws, but also match our policies and things so we can do them. Like Vic said, it's hard when 18 people resign one day to write letters and match everything up, and especially when some of the people don't know how to resign. We need a course in that as well, because they write you and you don't know what they resigned from. Are you this or are you that? And I'm trying to write the letters and match the 3 days and do this and write back and know what I'm supposed to write exactly. And you think you understand it, but if you second guess it and you say it, then you get in trouble for taking someone off a list that didn't want to be off the list or putting someone on a list. So I don't want to decide for people what they want. I want to ask them. So things like that we look at. We also had the resolution on the reserve policy, which is good, but a lot of things it doesn't include, we need to address to see where that is, because in this year of transition, we've never had a discussion, a real discussion or come to any solution on how or when you should spend reserves. And so therefore, we need to discuss that policy as well. We're above our 10-week policy right now. We're not hurting in that way. The bank balances are good. We'll get into the details of that later on. But it's a matter of, you know, we have dips and things, and if there's opportunities that definitely the breadcrumbs show that God's blessing it, we certainly want to have the faith to step out and not say, oh, excuse me, we have this policy that doesn't let God do that. So all of us, I know in this room, feel that way. We want to make sure we do those things. So it's a matter of making sure that we keep the momentum, keep faith on track, and God and Christ at the head of the church where they are. We also have all sorts of wonderful ideas from our young people and from our ministry and members. It's amazing to watch people rise to the occasion. They've always done that. And I've loved watching that my whole 56 years in the church or so, from the time I was 2 years old. Everything I've seen is to watch God work with people and have them rise to the occasion. And so with most of us in here, and me included, it's been a challenge. I feel like we're kind of like the hat company. You put on this hat, and then another day you put on this hat, and to go out and speak, to fill in holes. And I know Roy and Vic and Denny and all of our elders and all our council members are filling in lots of gaps in speaking in places that we want to put ministers, and we have ministers. Local elders are stepping up, and again, if we're preparing a bride, everybody has to be involved, and God will send the finances to take care of what needs to be taken care of. Our job really is going to be just to do what we can and not get in the way. If you look at the numbers that I sent out, there's a few things in there I'll highlight because you might want to ask. Again, we're 67% through the fiscal year right now. And so with the budget, and I tried to print the report that gave you the annual budget instead of the budget to date, because it's very difficult right now to look at things to date, because like our average, it'd be like someone who had a job half a year for 6 months, and they make $50,000 a year, and so they say, okay, we still got $25,000 and half a year left when you just lost your job. Unless you save $25,000, you don't. So our income at the start of this year, obviously, back in July, when things hadn't happened, was a lot higher. And so I expect our annual, if we look at an annual figure, we're down, 7%, 8%, 9%, and right now we're down 12.5%, 13% for a year-to-date figure. But obviously January and February are much lower than that. So we're trying to start from scratch in some ways, because in some areas trying to get pieces of the budget, there's no one there that turned things in before that's still with us. And so there's some guesstimates we'll make. In some areas, we're over budget, and some we're well under budget. So some of the allocation and things, because of people have changed and where things are made, shift as well. You can take a look there. Some of the ones you'll look at, advertising, depends on the timing of that. That's a little over budget. But Peter is always shifting things around. He's always doing, I always love to watch him work. And I like to turn people loose. I always tell people, hey, if you see things you need to do, go ahead and do them. If you can do it efficiently, if it means saving money, just do it. Too often we tend to want to call and get permission for every little thing, and there are ways to save money. One of our ministers was able to rent a car at the airport for $25 and was driving 300 miles to a circuit, and drove 30 miles to the airport, rented the car, drove out to the circuit, came back, ended up costing, even with the mileage to the airport and the rental car and the gas, he spent less than $100, and he'd have driven himself, it had been $300. So things like that people have come up with, we need to advertise and people can help us. But in Peter's area, he's always able to shift things around. He always stays within range, but he's always going different directions as things lead. Airtime purchases is a little high right now. Again, that has to do with when you buy them, when you pay them, and things. Some of the things, the assistance fund, which is... we've almost spent the whole year's worth, because there have been a lot of help people have needed. Again, the economy's bad and people have needed help. Of that $938,000 budget, we've spent $891,000. $680,000 of that was assistance to people for ministerial services. had a lot of people, again, that needed help this year, and so that has been a little higher. The other one was the feast. We helped a lot of people go to the feast this year, and that was about $60,000 over what we budgeted, which is $140,000. So that one's pretty high. Hopefully the economy will pick up, people will get jobs, or even if it doesn't pick up, that God will bless them. I'm always praying for people to be able to find employment in this economy we're in. And so that's one of the things, again, when you're helping people, I think God blesses you as well, so I'm not as concerned with that. Our contracted services, we were talking about remodels and things, and that's why that's really low. 40%, we're not going to do some of those things, at least not now, not until we know what's in store. If you drop down to food and beverage, that's 85%. We took a lot longer to do the kitchen remodel that was scheduled last year. It was supposed to be done by the feast, and it didn't get done until second semester, actually. There were some problems involved with that. It ended up costing a little more than we thought, but Ina was there, and it wasn't their fault. In fact, I fought with the inspector because the person who gave us the thing and told us what we needed was wrong. And like the IRS, if they're wrong, you pay for it. So I always hate that when you call people and they can give you bad advice and you're the one that has to pay for it instead of them, and they can just change. They changed the size of the drain that we needed to have the dishwashers and things in there. We had to have one that was 600 gallons instead of 300 gallons or whatever. And even though they had said that's what we needed, when it came down to it, it would have taken about another $40,000 probably to rechange the whole kitchen and do it. So it caused some problems. Those things we live with, but the people, it wasn't anybody's fault on our end. So, but it's nice now. So we were having to buy more food instead of making it. So it cost more on the front end on that one. We, the ministerial 2T allocation is up because, again, all the people that left us, we paid them their second tithe allotment prorated up to that point. Technically, I suppose we wouldn't have had to because it's given us a business expense for the business meetings, which happen feast times, and they won't be at our business meeting, but they still believe in the feast as well, and they're going to keep them. And so we felt it was appropriate and proper to do that. And we've tried to be generous and fair with people as such, in spite of things that you might hear. And obviously, you know, people can argue what's generous and what's not, but we've tried to do what we could do and what we should do, I would say, in that regard. Dropping down to our premiums and claims and the insurance side of things, 65.6, we're right about at budget. We got a couple claims that haven't been billed yet, so that's a scary one because we self-insure very heavily in that and have an overriding policy. But basically, if someone has a major disease, we pay $110,000 right off the bat when it comes in. Relocations at 99.9%. We spent the whole budget, basically. Unfortunately, most of that was spent on people that are no longer with us, which is sad because usually your company moves people to so they can be someplace to help us. And again, we weren't planning on any of these things, or that might be different. We have more people to move, so that's going to go up a bit even beyond this. But again, it's a matter of equalizing our forces and our men to where they can do the most to serve the brethren, which is why we're here, to serve the brethren and preach the gospel. And so that'll be going up above where it was budgeted for this year. Salary and wages, you might wonder why they're not a lot lower. 65.9 is pretty close to where 67 would be fiscally. We did just have a payday, too, so we won't do that for another week or so. But the key is obviously we had to pay the vacation time and the various things to the men that left ahead of time. So now we should see some more savings in that area for the rest of the year because that's washed off the books now, that part of it. Subsidies are below average. Again, the subsidies were trying to help people, finding out where they are and what to do. And a lot of salaries were built into that as well. And we've saved that, but then we've sent a lot of men flying in and speaking and doing things. So that one could be a lot lower, but actually it's where it is because we are still servicing the people in a different manner. And part of the problem with our budgeting now is, you know, it's real easy to tweak a budget you had before that's so close you just move a few things. We're not tweaking. We're kind of starting over. We have certain parts of it that are the same, but most of it is kind of a new ball game, and you got to find out how you're doing it. It'd be like going to school and you have English at 8 and math at 9 and, you know, language at 10, and all of a sudden you go to school and they've changed all the schedule and changed the teachers and nobody knows where to go and you're trying to figure out what to do. So some of this is challenging. along with the fact that all of us who have to do these things are doing, I see Melvin here going to Africa and England and Asia and trying to run his church and write his things and getting sick and trying to kill himself almost. But I appreciate what he does, and I wonder how he can keep up with the things that you're paid to do when you seem to be doing all these other things along with it. And all of you are doing that, so it's not just me, and it's all of us. But again, it makes it more difficult to try to learn everything you're supposed to do when you get in a new position. Telephone's a little higher. We've had a lot more conferences and things because of the distances and the things that have happened. So basically we're at 63.5% overall of where we should be with the budget if we use that budget. Again, we're not going to make the 23,250, so hopefully that percentage will stay below and even get less than that as we go through. Because this far through the year, again, 67% of the year, we are only under by about 8% or so. So we have five more months to go, and we'll be spending less in some of these areas. And so we should come in and hopefully match out where our budget and our income will come out equal in that. It's a challenge, to say the least, but it's fun, like I said. It's always scary. Faith is a wonderful thing. Humanly, you think, how can this happen? And spiritually, you know it will happen. And I always say, like Gideon, he had to say when God gave him less troops than the enemy, we need some more troops, and God said, no, you have too many. And so physically, we always want to go this way, and God always is taking us this way, and you step out on that faith, and it always works to to his glory and his honor. And that's really what we're about, is honoring and glorifying him, because none of us are that good at anything that we do compared to what he has in store for us. We're going to look at all the different areas. We're not planning to cut salaries if we can. We're trying to look at places to cut, but we're not going to cut the media and the front-loading things either. So what we will cut is to try to do things better and more efficiently in some areas. We'll do the budget discussion will be this afternoon. But again, we're not going to stop the momentum we've had along the way. I'm Mr. Luger said, I pray for the group that left, because I know how difficult it is for me to do what I'm doing with our reserves and the various things we have. And it's got to be a nightmare for the people who left to try to do it. And I pray for them every night. I think about that because I pray for myself trying to put these numbers together. Sometimes I feel like the cash reserves should be going down. And it's kind of like the loaves and the fishes. I wonder when they were passing out the loaves and the fishes if anybody ever wanted to peek inside and see what was happening. Because I see the cash reserves staying up, and I keep wondering, if I could just look, maybe that'll jinx it, though. I don't know, to see what's happening. But it's a wonderful thing to watch God do these things. So we got to make sure that we don't limit him ourselves, because we have, and like I said, I heard someone in the other group say, well, we have all the good speakers and we have all the rich people. And I'm thinking, I'd rather have the widow mites, the ones Christ said, because God tends, people get rich usually because they don't give money away. And the poor people sometimes do more, and God blesses what they do. And we're run on prayer and on our knees. And yes, there's finances involved, but that's something that God can create. And so from my standpoint, it's 11:32. I've been over 2 minutes. But I appreciate all the efforts of the men in here. I appreciate the efforts of our ministry out in the field, the local elders, our membership. We've had some wonderful letters, and we pray for all the people that in all the different groups. Everybody in any church, and God knows who his people are, they're having difficulties just like we are, and ours are more acute at this time. But we do appreciate that God is working out all things to the good of all those who love him, not just us.